today with the Word of God and maybe enjoy just a little time with you there in Radio Land, and we hope that you enjoy this that we've selected today. Still dealing with the two ways and how that a Christian should live and how that a person that's lost should are living, and if you live, you ought to be able by the Word of God to pick out just how that you are living. But today we're dealing with the very first psalm, Psalm number 1. If you'd like to join with us, we want to talk just a little bit about it and read it and maybe refer to it. If you're a Christian, there's a way for you to live. If you're not a Christian, then it would pay you to get in the ways of God, because the Lord is coming back. Beginning today, though, with this psalm, let's read it, if you'd like to turn with me, to the first psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, it doesn't take long to read this chapter, but there's so much in this chapter. If you would just grasp it a little bit, a lot of people, there's many people that claim to be Christians, and they don't really think one time they become a Christian that they could be a hindrance to that man that's lost. But Christ came and lived a life to prove up the way that a man can live. And really, he didn't have to. He did it willingly. He suffered, bled, and died that you and I could be a child of God. But you know, just the first verse of this chapter, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So you see, my friends, if you and I will live and walk in a way that we should, we will not counsel with the ungodly. And we're blessed according to the scriptures and God if we're not counseling with the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Oh, Brother Wooten, how is a man going to stand in the way of a sinner? Well, bless your heart. The Word of God in Matthew teaches that we are the light of the world, as a city that's set on the hill cannot be hid. So then, if we are as a city, and if you look upon a corrupt city, a city that sits on the hill and is corrupt, my friends, today it's only darkness. And people doesn't care to move into that city. Today in this world, I know of cities that one time that were beautiful places, places that people enjoyed going. But today, it's daresome to drive down through the street. It's dangerous of the things that's happening in cities of this world today. Then, if we are as a city that's set on a hill, this scripture teaches that we would be a light and with a shining light. And our lives, of course, are what causes this light. The way that we live, this is the light that we are. So then, my friends, today, if we're not living and that life is not in us, well, my friends, today, that we're in the problem of standing in the way of people that might want God. Many times, you talk to people, and they'll say, oh, if that person is a child of God, if that person is a Christian, I don't want to be a Christian. If that person, just stop and think, would you want, as a Christian today, if you are professing to be a Christian, would you want people to look at you in this manner? No, I wouldn't. Why? Because Christ lived a life, and he lived a good life. And of course we say we're Christians, and if we're Christians, then we're Christ-like. And we should be living in a way that we wouldn't stand in the way of that lost man and that lost woman. Now go on and the next one. Nor sitteth in the seed of the scornful. Let's stop and think just a little bit, my friend, today. As claiming or being a Christian, is this so with you? Is it so with you today that everything that comes along, you're scornful of it? There's many people, well, I've known of ministers when some minister come on, and he would maybe just to the depths of his heart tell the truth the best that they know how. Others come along and try to belittle and try to scorn that person. My friend, today I'm trying in this program to do everything that I can just to bring the Word of God. And I'm not trying to scorn or to be scornful to anyone. I'm trying my best to just bring the Word of God as plain as I can. But friends, today you and I can be scornful. And if we are scornful, we are harmless. We're harmful to the church of God. We're harmful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by carrying on. Let's be careful how that we talk, how that we do. Let's stay with the Word of God. I realize today that everyone that's preaching is not preaching the Word of God as it is written. I realize that there's many that's carrying on and just in my opinion, just for the money. But as far as I'm concerned today, there's one way. It's without price. It's without money. It's a salvation, full and free. And my friends today, let me urge you that you serve God and serve Him in a good way. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't be scornful. Do that that would be pleasing to God. Do that that would be loving, that God would be pleased with. Now then, let's go on. The third verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, someone says, well, I'm living a good life, and I'm doing everything I can. But there's many things of this world that I don't have. There's many things, many riches that I don't have. Consider what this is talking about. This is talking about a spiritual life. This is talking about a man and a woman that serves God. It's talking about a man and woman that's rich with the Lord. And that he's prosperous, or she is prosperous in serving God. And of course he said he should bring forth fruit in his season. And the fruits that we should bring, as I have preached to you many times, are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, and kindness. These are the things that this will bring forth. A man and a woman that's planted by the rivers of water in their spirit will shine, will stand up, will bring forth fruit in their season. And think about it. Their leaves won't wither. There's no way that person will fail. No way that person will fail to serve God. Think about this, my friends, today, because this is the psalmist David, as he saw it, is the condition that a man and a woman can be in. So let's not be that man that would stand in some sinner man's way. Let's not be that person that would be scornful. Let's be careful who we take counsel with. Now let's go on. This is talking about the way of God that I've just read. This is talking about how we live and how that we should live for God and how that our love should be for the Lord. Let's think about this today, my friends, and let's put this on in our life. If you've never been born again, if you've never received salvation, as the Lord told Nicodemus, please get in touch with God. And as I've told you so many times, if you have any problem of how to find a personal connection with the Lord, go to the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, where that the Jews first received the Holy Ghost. It'll show you just exactly how to come in and how to come to God. And if this isn't enough, go to the 44th verse, I believe, of the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, at the house of Cornelius, and check with the Lord on that, as he had it written in his word, how that Cornelius received salvation, how that it came into his life. There's a way of knowing exactly how to serve God. There's a way to know just exactly how that God would have you go. And I believe it's the 9th chapter that I would have you read. But just read it where Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desiring a letter to destroy these people, and how that God converted him, and how that God brought him in. Then in the 10th chapter, I believe it is, instead of the 8th, you'll find how the house of Cornelius came to the Lord, beginning about the 44th verse. Now let's go on. We've got just a little bit more time. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall stand in the judgment, shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So then, if you're not serving God as you should, if you're not living for the Lord as you should, my friends, today, think on this. Let's do everything that we can to get a hold of God and get him in our lives. If you're not in the way of God, and I would like to recommend to you to not look at the other man. Just look at yourself. There are many people today professing to be Christians and going out and committing wrongs, spending their weekends or maybe their nights in places that they ought not to, and going to church on Sunday. My friends, this won't work. It won't work. It'll take that man and woman that's giving their life to God, that man and woman that's serving God daily. Will you please heed today this word of God? There's only two ways to live. There's no way that a man or a woman will be able. There's no way that they will be able to serve God and serve him and mammon too. It takes a man and a woman that's serving God daily for themselves. So you think on these things. Be real careful and live for God in this life, because the Lord has fixed a way that man can live and can live a life that is free from sin of this world. He fixed a way that people, when he came, he fixed it so that people could serve him. Now, if you'll turn with me to the 12th chapter and the 31st verse of Matthew, I'd like to read a couple of verses here and talk just a little bit. And it would pay people to be real careful, and especially Christian people, people that say that they're Christians. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. So our time is gone, and we're delighted to be with you today, and we trust that you've enjoyed our little service today. Bow with me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, it's again now that we bow in thy presence. We thank you, Lord, for this another day, another program, and we pray you, Lord, that you'd let the Spirit, the anointing of you, Lord, reach out over radio land, reach into the homes of the invalid ones, those that are not able, Lord, to go to church. Bless the sick and the afflicted, especially, Lord, that man and woman that don't know you. Please, Father, help them that they might receive salvation before time runs out. Amen.